good afternoon, everybody. I hope y'all are enjoying your Monday, even though this isn't going to come out until Tuesday. You know, I'm in such a good mood right now. I'm just going to go ahead and skip the programming notes that we start with. Y'all know what to do at this point. So let's go ahead and dive into it. I'm feeling really well. I just got back from a 3-mile run. I think that's why I'm on that little runner's endorphin high. It's really weird. I hate running while I'm doing it. I know I hate it, even leading up to it a little bit, but then I've been doing it for about a month now, at least 3 times a week, and if I skip like a day I have scheduled for a run at this point, even though, like I said, I hate the like getting ready for it stage, waking up for it, and while doing it, I hate it. But afterwards, I just always feel so good. And I'm riding that high right now because I literally was running. Didn't have any really I had soft music playing in the background. I was really just thinking about what I was going to do on this podcast today and working on getting through the run. And now I'm here. I'm riding that high, which is why I'm skipping our programming notes this morning. My cats are killing me, I'll say. About 2 weeks ago, once I realized I was getting a little bit more serious into running, I went to a real running store. One where they fit you, find the best shoe for your running style based on how you run, what you tell them where you run, and all that. So I got a new shoe. They got me a little heavier of a shoe since I run on concrete mainly, and I'm still getting used to them. I've only ran them about 6 times. So, like I said, I'm only running about 3 times a week. And, only a few ounces, you don't think is a lot of weight, but once you start running in it, holy crap, it starts, really getting at you. So, enough on running. Let me dive into something I didn't realize. Not that I didn't realize, but it was drawn to my attention. I've been using the phrase Sunday Scaries a lot on Instagram, and it's kind of brought to my attention that not everybody I interact with is millennial scum like myself and knows what the Sunday Scaries are. For those of you who don't know, the Sunday Scaries are a term used to talk about that anxiety and nervous feeling you get on Sunday before you have to go back to work, typically on a Monday, or in my case, have to start looking for jobs and have interviews scheduled again. Typically, they are accompanied by a hangover. Fortunately, that's a big part of it. pardon me. The allergies are a little bad here, so I keep kind of choking on some crap in my throat. So that's what the Sunday Scaries are. I keep referring to those. I know yesterday I had pretty bad case of the scaries. Saturday I went down to Houston. In Houston we had a wedding shower we had to go to, which basically just turned into a big party. Not really wedding showers you would think of it. Just turned into a giant drink fest. And I live about 3.5 hours from Houston, so waking up the next morning a little hungover and then having to sit in a car for 3 hours. Luckily, I didn't drive. Caused for some big scaries. Got home at about 4 o'clock and laid on the couch, put on some joggers and a hoodie, and that was basically what I did. Watched some TV, got some pho, and some egg rolls, which, are a pretty good, in my opinion, remedy to the Sunday Scaries. pounded a bunch of water. So I'm gonna go ahead and issue this call to action, everybody listening. Go ahead and send either, I guess just on Instagram, go ahead and post what your cures for the Sunday scaries are. Mine are, I kind of mentioned them there, if I'm hungover, drink a ton of water. I typically don't like to cook on Sundays for dinner. Like, I'll make breakfast and stuff, if I even eat breakfast. I normally, so, let's start this. I'll start from the beginning, what I do when I when I'm having the Sunday scaries, especially if they're accompanied by a hangover. For me, the Sunday scaries are, I get them really bad when I'm hungover. Other than that, it's just kind of there. I dread work and I deal with it. But I'll just go through my typical Sunday scaries day. And then if y'all feel like it, go ahead and hit us up on Instagram with yours, and I will share them on next week's episode. But my typical Sunday scaries: wake up, skip breakfast more than likely, make a pot of coffee. While I'm waiting for the coffee to brew, I will drink a big, I have a few 32-ounce tumblers at the house. I'll drink one of those of water. Drink a few cups of coffee, throw on my favorite pair of joggers and a hoodie if it's cold enough. If not, favorite pair of joggers and a comfortable fitting t-shirt. Then I normally sit myself on the couch until I do start getting hungry for lunch. Generally at lunch, I'll eat something light or leftovers from the night before, something along those lines, nothing special. My whole goal with Sundays and having the Sunday scaries is not to cook too much. I like to try to find a good movie. Typically, what I've found is if you have cable still, like I do, I know not a lot of people do, the best days to find a movie on TV are on Sundays, typically, in my opinion. And what I like about that over football, because I still watch football, but this is, let's say about 11 o'clock is when I start doing this, looking for a movie, is if I was up all night the night before, even if I'm hungover or something, I always wake up early. So around 11 o'clock, I start getting nappish. I'll throw on a movie, and what I like about throwing on a movie on TV is typically you can fall asleep for an hour, and the movie will still be on because of commercials and all that. So I like to do that. Then in the afternoon, as I start feeling better and, you know, whatever, I will move to maybe watching a football game. Or during COVID, I liked to find the weird, obscure sport that was on. From there, after that sport's over, I do like to maybe read something. Whether it be an article online, one of the many books that I half start. And then around 3 or 4 o'clock, I start looking at ordering a dinner. You may be thinking that's early, but once I get to it, you'll understand. Also around 3 or 4 o'clock, I like to start lighting candles. Or now that it's cooling down, I like to start, I have a fireplace, I like to start a fire there. Once I have that, something about just having some fire in the apartment kind of soothes my anxiety leading into Monday. After all that, also around 3 or 4, I like to turn off the overhead lights and either turn on, I have a lamp that has Edison lights, so a nice warm light, or if it's a nice enough day outside, I'll turn off all the lights in the house and just pop open all the windows. And with it cooling down here in Austin, I'll also open like windows in the door, let some natural breeze come through. And then after I get my dinner that I ordered in, the takeout around 4 or 5, or 5:36, somewhere around there, I eat that, and then I'm in bed by 7 o'clock watching some TV in bed. I know they say that's not good because of blue light and everything, but when you're having a really anxious day because of the Sunday scaries, you know, it's nice to be in bed watching some TV. I'll typically put on something like Impractical Jokers, or I know I get a lot of crap for this being 26, but something like The Simpsons or Family Guy, because it is such stupid TV that it doesn't do anything to trigger my anxiety. There's other shows that are really good, you know, that, yeah, maybe a little bit more serious and more mature, but when I'm trying to escape that Sunday Scaries anxiety, I don't want to watch any of those, so I lean towards something stupid, and then I'm in bed by, hopefully, 9 o'clock. I know last night I was in bed by 9 o'clock, which is why I was able to wake up and do so many awesome things with my Monday to start, and, yeah, that's really how I like to solve my Sunday Scaries. You know, if you have, again, if you guys have any ways that you like to solve your Sunday Scaries, or even hangover cures, because I've been, you know, of legal drinking age for 5 years now, and I've yet to find anything that I can be like, when I'm hungover, this is what I'm gonna do, other than bitching and moaning until it goes away. So if you have anything that you like to do to help fight the Sunday anxiety or helps you get over a hangover, go ahead and shoot it my way on Instagram at Fighting Alone Podcast. I'm going to take a little break here, hear from our sponsors, and then we'll get right back into it. All right, so let's take that break now, and I will be right back. This episode drops, that way you guys don't have to listen to the old sponsor segment again, but we'll see if I get to it. So I've been looking at running a half marathon here in a few months in March, which is why I've been running a lot more lately. It's at about 3.5 miles. I'm tapping out right now, and I need to be able to run 10 more of those get the to the half marathon distance. It's a weird thing for me because, like I mentioned at the start of the episode, it's just leading up to the run, like before the run, it's like, fuck, I don't want to do this. During the run, it's just like, fuck, I want this to be over. But after the run, I love it. Days I skip the run, I feel like, oh man, I skipped this. So yeah, it's just one of those things where it's just like, you know, I really want to, it's just a weird thing, it's like, do I want to sign up for this commitment to run 13.1 miles when it's something that, while I'm doing it, I hate. At the same time, though, another thing that's keeping me from signing up for it is, as of right now, they're still holding out hope that in March it'll be an in-person race, but, the 5K I ran for 9/11 was supposed to be in person too. They were hoping that by September, you know, everything would have been fine and they would have been able to host it in person. And, you know, I said it after the virtual 5K, I will probably run more virtual 5Ks in my life, even though, you know, some people have told me they're kind of scams. That may be, but sometimes I need some motivation. If that means dropping $40 to get a t-shirt and a cheap medal to give me some motivation to try to set a new best on a 5K, then so be it. You know, I look at it as more of a health thing anyway, than a, like, oh, I earned this medal when it comes to running. But I digress. When I run at least my first marathon, I would like to have like a real marathon feel, you know, other people there, the whole race bib, the, you know, when I'm struggling, I can look over and see the other person next to me struggling and kind of be like, okay, we're in this together, so to speak, and all that good crap, you know, and I feel like it would help me get the 13 miles to look over and be like, okay, the person next to me looks just as shitty as I do right now, like, because let's be honest, I will not be at the top of the pack of these people who look like they're fine. I'll be right there struggling along with the next mid-20s, you know, desk worker who's doing it just to say they did it, kind of thing. That's kind of my thing, is maybe at some point I'll be like, yeah, I'll run a virtual half marathon, but like for my first one, I'd really like it to be in person. So we'll see what happens with that. If nothing else, me running more, I've dropped about 6 pounds, which is pretty cool. I'm not necessarily trying to lose weight. My thing is more, I don't look at the number as much as how I look in a mirror, if that makes sense, you know? I just like to be like, oh, okay. Like, I look good. Like, now. At one point in my life, I was, I know I mentioned on here, 220 pounds, and now I'm sitting in the 170s, between 170 and 180. And at one point in my life, it was all about, like, you know, I'm obese, or not obese, but I'm overweight, and I need to get this number down so I'm healthy. But now it's more like, okay, I'm in a healthy range, like, as long as it doesn't go too low to where I'm unhealthy on that end, or too high to where I'm unhealthy on that end. I don't really care what the number says. As long as I look, like, decent, you know? I don't want to be, like, a fat 170 or something along those lines. I don't think anybody does. Yeah, that's something, you know, I've been thinking about, you know, that if nothing else, if I don't get to end up running this half marathon, at least I'm staying healthy. I know they say running can help prolong your life, help with longevity, which would be cool. Speaking of health, one thing I've been considering, because I have been drinking a lot more lately, is I have a wedding I'm a part of at the end of October, which I have to drink at, but I feel like after that I may cut out booze until Christmas, which the only hard part of that I see is Thanksgiving. Typically for me, Thanksgiving has been, at least with my family, and my family always hosts, we call it Misfit Thanksgiving. My family's not originally from Texas, so we don't have any family to invite over, so we invite other families we know who are like us over, and they're our pseudo Thanksgiving family. So it's always been a big, since I've been 20, a big drinking holiday for us, and of course since I've been 21 and coming back from college, the night before Thanksgiving's always been, you know, less and less in the last couple of years, less and less. But, you know, I may be at the point where it's not even a thing anymore, but for a while it was, okay, we're all going to go out, and even if it's just going to, like, TGI Fridays, we're all going to go out to TGI Fridays and drink really heavily the night before. And I feel like every hometown has it, but being 26, I feel like I've kind of hit the peak of that. I feel like if I go back and do that now, I'd kind of be the old guy in the group of the people, unless, you know, it's never like it's everybody from my high school goes. It's normally our friend groups will get together and do that. You know, the people we hung out with in high school will get together and do that. But I feel like a lot of people have moved away from the high school town and kind of doing their own thing now, not coming back as much. So. I apologize about that, guys. Like I mentioned earlier, allergies are, it's allergy season in Austin, one of the two big allergy seasons. Anyway, like, you know, last year I think it was just me and like two other friends. Years past it was, you know, closer to 6 to 10 people, so it's really fallen down. I think at 26, you know, I know one of the friends just actually got deployed with the military, so he definitely won't be there. A foregone tradition. I know people say, you know, around
stage is when people start moving on, starting their own lives, not coming back home as much. And if they do come home, they're coming up, coming back. They're not coming in and staying with their parents for a few days. So, you know, that may not be a thing. Me and the girlfriend have also talked about making our own Misfits Thanksgiving this year down at our little tiny apartment here in Austin. Just the same sort of thing. People who can't go visit their parents and just want to do a Thanksgiving. So we'll see what happens with all that. But I really think I wouldn't want to drink again until Christmas anyway. Like, Christmas again is another kind of drinking holiday. Well, Christmas Eve more than Christmas is a drinking holiday for my family. But, you know, it's not really a big deal. Nothing else really in between there after this wedding where it's gonna be like, okay, like, I'm missing out by not drinking, you know? I don't really have anything like that coming up. You know, the things I've had this month, the bachelor party, wedding shower, stuff like that is stuff where it's been like, ah, shit, if I don't drink, like, I'm kind of missing out on the fun of the event. Which is, you know, I don't drink a lot to begin with. I have, like, I'll buy a six-pack and have it for a month, you know, so I'll have, like, one beer on a Friday night kind of thing. But, you know, considering doing that, I'll let y'all know. I'll probably know by next episode if I'm gonna do it. And that'll really help with the health, and I'm honestly curious to see how even cutting out that 1 to 2 beers a week that I have, how that'll affect my weight, because I know I've had some friends who, you don't think it's much, but they cut that out, and then all of a sudden they lose 10 pounds because alcohol's just terrible for your system. So, you know, we'll see what happens. That's really all I got today, guys. Since I didn't open the episode with programming notes, I'm going to go ahead and throw that right here. If you like what you're listening to, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast. Follow it on Spotify. Subscribing and following allows you to get the podcast as soon as it's released, so you don't have to worry about going to search for it on Tuesdays. And if I drop a random episode that happens to come after the for sure scheduled one I'm putting out right now, you don't have to worry about trying to find it. So go do that. If you don't want to subscribe or follow the podcast on your podcasting app, then go ahead and follow us on Instagram at Fighting Alone Podcast. It is the best place to interact with the podcast. I keep saying I'm going to hook up an email. I already have 2 personal emails, and I already spend way too much time on email as it is. I don't want to add one just yet for this. So go ahead and do that. And then rate, review, subscribe to the, or I already said subscribe, but rate and review the podcast on Apple, if that's where you listen, on Apple Podcasts, if that's where you listen. That helps us pull up higher on the podcast. And then if you listen on Spotify, the best thing you can do to help us pull up higher and more often is to follow us. So do that, tell some friends to go follow us. You can tell your friends what I've told some of my friends who aren't podcast people. Okay, you're not a pod... This is the exact script I told a friend who doesn't listen to podcasts. Okay, you're not a podcast listener, but you have the app on your phone because you have an iPhone. Go in, just subscribe to it. That helps out this podcast a little bit. So that's all you have to do. Tell your friend. It's that painless. And if they aren't a podcast listener, they won't care because they never opened that app to begin with. Open it for them. Do it for them. Do that to your parents. I don't know very many parents who listen to podcasts, so go ahead and do that for your parents. Alright guys, again, if you like, I hope you guys enjoyed this. I'm gonna work on a little bit of merch, put some stuff back out. I had an idea while running today that I think may be kind of cool, or at least in my style range. So keep an eye out on that, and I will talk to y'all next week. Bye.